Jessica Zhao is the Boston Symphony Orchestra's principal harpist, is also the soloist in the new John Williams piece, Highwood's Ghost, with Yo-Yo Ma. Both Zhao and Ma will perform with Maestro Andras Nelson's and the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra on Sunday afternoon for the annual Leonard Bernstein Memorial Concert.
And the program celebrates the completion of sculptures that John Williams commissioned for the Tanglewood grounds of three of the festival's seminal figures, who are also personal heroes of the composer Aaron Copland, Serge Koussevitzky, and Leonard Bernstein. The new piece by Williams, a work for cello, harp, and orchestra, was specifically written for this occasion.
Harpist Jessica Zhao joined the BSO in the fall of 2009, occupying the Nicholas and Athalia Zervas chair. In 2001, she became the first and only Chinese harpist ever to win top prizes in three of the most prestigious harp competitions in the world. It is a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Jessica, thank you very much. A delight to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how fun is this for you? When did you first receive the Williams piece to look at it and start working on it?
So the initial contact was actually with John, and it was exactly about 1 year ago at Tanglewood, and we were doing, it was in the middle of film night, and he looked over during rehearsal, and he pointed, and he said, you know, pointing to me, I want to talk to you. And I thought I was in some kind of trouble. Maybe I wasn't playing the right notes. And then he kept pointing, and he said, you know, come talk to me. So after the rehearsal, I went over, and he said, come aside. He said, I have this this piece I'm thinking of writing, and it's for Yo-Yo, but I'm thinking of doing a piece for cello and harp. And he said, because I'm going through the repertoire, I don't really seem to know any piece that's written for this combination. And he said, is that something of interest to you? And would that be too much work for you? And I said, are you kidding? You know, so I said, of course. So his idea was, he really wanted to, based on a piece, Concerto for Violin by Bruch, and it's called Scottish Fantasy. Mm-hmm. And in that concerto, the harp is quite prominent, along with the violin concerto, with the violin. So he said, this is something, you know, my initial idea is to also feature the harp along with cello. So I thought, okay, so that's fine, you know, because the Scottish Fantasy features the harp, but it's not a concerto, you know, to say, and I'm still part of the orchestra mainly. But then when I did receive the pieces throughout the year, which he started writing, I was so excited to see it's such a prominent part. I mean, it's a solo part equally to the cello, yeah.
How hard is it to learn it?
You know, with John's writing, he's not stranger to writing for the harp, because he's really known the instrument really well. It is difficult, awkward in certain passages when there's fast flourishes, which it is challenging. But overall, it's just really fun. Once I get the grasp of the notes, it doesn't seem too difficult. Yeah.
So give us a little bit of an insider's look at this. I find it very hard to tune my auto harp, almost impossible. How good do you have to be to tune that harp?
The tuning of the harp pretty much just comes automatically after you know, this is something. Once you're a harpist, you just learn to live with the fact you have to keep tuning it all the time. It's very temperamental, and especially when we're out at Tanglewood, which is outdoors, the strings are made of guts, animal guts, so they go out of tune constantly. And I have to keep checking, you know, at not just certain notes, but every note pretty much. So you never really know which note is going to go out of tune. And that's, you know, that's the better part is I could tune it, and sometimes they just don't stay on the string, and they just pop because the temperature and the humidity, mainly.
Wow.
So that's even something I worry mostly. Wow. It's just not to have any broken strings.
Have you ever heard from a vegetarian who objected to you?
No, but I should. I actually haven't thought. You know, I have students who are very extreme vegans. So
yeah,
I wonder. But they're harpists. You know, they use same strings.
You have to make a choice.
They understand. and when you think about, as you say, you know, you're working with, you have John Williams, you have Yo-Yo Ma, I mean, this is a dream team. So what yes. could, you know, that's a pretty great company to be in with the BSO and, mm-hmm. and celebrating Bernstein. So when you put all of that together, what is the process once you receive it and you've been talking about the passages? Have you had your time yet with Maestro Williams? Have you had your time yet with Yo-Yo Ma?
Yes, we have. So this week has really just been all excitement because the piece has finally come together. Yo-Yo and I and John had a private rehearsal, just the three of us, before the orchestra rehearsal. And today will be the first rehearsal we have with orchestra with Yo-Yo together and with Maestro Andres. And the premiere of it is actually with the TMC, which is the Fellows Orchestra right. on Sunday. And then we are playing it again next Saturday night with the big gala, with Bernstein Gala. So that, and that's with BSO. So.
And then, and will Andres be conducting it that on
so
Saturday night?
On the gala is actually going to be John conducting.
So yeah. that's cool too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's really
so,
neat.
Yeah.
And the... I assume, obviously, Yo-Yo Ma is a fixture here, mm-hmm. And I'm interested in just, to me, and I don't know anything, but to me, the idea that John Williams, who I adore, mm-hmm. has the thought that, mm-hmm. oh, you know, we really should work on repertoire mm-hmm. for the cello and the harp. Yeah. I just think that's a beautiful, lovely thing.
It really is. You know, that just, it's always been... He's so humble in that way, and even when he approached me, and the same with Yo-Yo, he's constantly revising the music, and he's constantly checking with me to say, is this okay? Is this playable? Is this okay? If anything is not okay, just tell me, and
have
I can
you?
Change it. You know, there are a couple of passages, but very little revision has been made, because he writes really well for the harp, and what's amazing about his writing with this piece is, you know, the harp isn't the loudest instrument, and I feel mm. that's why most of the time we always worry about balance with the orchestra in front of orchestra, whether I'll be heard. But this orchestration, if you look at the score, it is full orchestration, yet the harp and the cello are heard the whole time, pretty much.
So when we see you sitting up there,
yes,
which we do,
yeah,
it's extraordinary. You're very high, and the instrument is very high up
yeah.
on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Is that ever precarious?
Because I'm so high.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm used to it. So for this concerto, I'll be actually up front and
yeah,
center,
sure.
and which I like because it's a view I'm not really,
you
know, usually I'm looking the sideways and on the left side or right side sometimes. But
it also means you're the soloist, which is pretty
yes.
nice too.
Yes, yeah. And visually it's also great because we're going to be front center and on either side of the conductor, you know.
Which side will you be on, if you're looking from the audience?
From the audience, I will be on the right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
and when you, I'm interested, is, for you performing, mm-hmm. what is the difference between having Andres conducting, mm-hmm. and then a week later have Maestro Williams conducting, mm-hmm. of what that is like, and especially since it's not only a different conducting style, but it's also you're going to be conducted by the man who wrote the piece.
Yes. So I think, you know, Andres admires John. We all do. We all
right.
admire John. So Andres has worked. He really knows this piece right now. And he has, you know, every step of the way, he keeps checking in with John. So it's his take, but then also the fact that he wants to respect what, you know, John has to say. And then next week when John comes in, I'm sure it will be a little bit, you know, the excitement, you know, will be even more because with John conducting himself. So both times will be very special to me personally, and it will just be different. But yet, you know, I'm just really happy to be able to have the opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, but what if a key string does pop?
Does pop. So I actually carry a whole bag. I actually carry two full sets of strings with me. So there are 47 strings total on the harp. So I have about, 124?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math. So I have the whole full set. I have two full sets just backstage. And then, you know, if something like that to happen, knock on wood, it really won't. I will need to probably step off and change a string really quickly.
And how often does it take to change a harp string? Is that like a, do you have a pit crew that does that, or do you?
No, I do. That comes
do
with
it.
The job.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm pretty quick with it now. You know, I'm about, it takes me 5 minutes. The problem with changing a string on the spot is because it's got, it doesn't stay in tune right away. So I have to keep, you know, tuning it, and that's
you have to condition it.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. So it takes really about 1 to 2 days for the string to to settle in. So in the meantime, you know, we have, you know, our little tricks where we just have to tune the string higher because they go flat, they don't stay high. So, you know, usually you just have to keep tuning that note. So hopefully that's not going to be something that will happen during the any time of this week. And I am actually pre-checking all my strings every day to make sure if something looks questionable, I'm doing the changes.
But you don't have a second harp backstage.
I actually do. So that's another option too. We actually, the BSO actually owns 5 harps total, and we have 3 that are just, you know, they're all in great shape. So either one. So if that comes to it, you know, that might be a easier solution.
Did Stradivarius ever make a harp?
No, but
who's the equal to Stradivarius in the harp world?
For the harp world, so we have 2 main builders, and one is based in Chicago, and the name is the company is called Lyon and Healy, and they made piano, but mainly they're a big harp maker. And also there's one, Salvi is another one that's an Italian maker. So those 2 are the main harp makers today.
We have about a minute left, but it just seems to me that as you leave this, at the end of the season, you think to yourself, I mean, what an incredible honor to have a piece that was created, that you were a part of, but also that you were literally and figuratively instrumental in, but also that he had you in mind as he was writing it.
That's the most incredible part of this whole, you know, this whole journey, because when he approached me, he really said, you know, even in all the scores, he lists all the scores, it's written to see my name, written for Jessica Zhao and Yo-Yo Ma. It's an incredible honor. And he had done this, he had written a harp concerto for my predecessor when she retired. So, and that, I believe, actually, the BSO had approached him because he was, you know, he was like, I'm not sure if I can, you know, I know how to do it. But of course, he knows the instrument.
Right.
So for him to approach me like this, it's an incredible honor, and I'm really thrilled. Yeah.
Jessica Zhao, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's principal harpist, is also soloist in the new John Williams piece, Highwood's Ghost, which will be performed with Yo-Yo Ma and the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra on Sunday afternoon in the Shed, be performed again for the Bernstein Centennial on Saturday night, the 25th. To learn more, go to tanglewood.org. Jessica Zhao, what a great pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.